A new update on Iran's nuclear program is prompting concern. The UN's International Atomic Energy Agency has determined that Iran is very close to producing weapons-grade nuclear material. How close? 12 days away, in the words of a top Pentagon official. Here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh is back with us. He is with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
UN inspectors found a lot going on the last few weeks and evidence that Iran is close to making weapons-grade nuclear material. Tell us more about what they've learned.
Well, recently an IAEA report, the International Atomic Energy Agency, issued one of its regular quarterly reports. They've been doing this since 2002, and I've read every one of them over those 20 years. Now, for the past week, there have been rumors and reports about enrichment at 84% or at plus 80. Now, you hear a lot in the news that you need 90% for a weapon. No, you can. Weapons designers have told me they could make a weapon with 80%. So anything in that range.
80% of, sorry, Jim, 80% of what? What does that mean?
That means the fuel that you use in a nuclear power reactor, that's enriched to 3 to 5%. That the concentration of the uranium is at 3 to 5%. When you're making a bomb and you're trying to get fission and fusion happening that leads to that destructive power, then you need to enrich that uranium upwards of 90%. And that would, or between 80 and 90%, and that's really the only use for something like that, more or less. So most enrichment occurs at low levels. So when you do it at a high level, it gets people's attention. And Iran has used enrichment levels as a way to sort of hit back when people have hit at it. So let's say some country imposes a sanction. So it said, oh, yeah, fine, we'll enrich at 20%. And then, you know, later on, there's another sanction. They say, okay, we'll show you. We'll enrich at 60%. And they've been doing 60% since the beginning of the year, which is really shortens the breakout time. And then you have this report about 80%. And so when I got this in my inbox, I stopped everything I was doing. I immediately downloaded it and read the report. Because if that was true, it could mean they were on their way to a nuclear weapon, or it could also trigger an Israeli nuclear attack. And I got to say, Scott, when I was reading it, I was surprised. It read like a normal IAEA report, not like some reports in the past where there was a sort of big headline. They report that 84%, 9 pages in to an 18-page report.
Yeah. Well, maybe they buried the lead, as we say. Now, a top Pentagon official testifying before Congress Tuesday said Iran might be 12 days away. 12 days away from what?
Yeah, I think we need to put this in context. The U.S. intelligence community back, I think it was 2007, said, hey, Iran's crossed the technical threshold. If it wants to build a bomb, it can build a bomb. It's built more than 19,000 centrifuges, so you know, I think we're sort of past the stage on that. If they put their mind to it, they will do it. And so they've had this capacity for more than a decade, and they've been using that capacity to sort of push back, as I said, enriching at ever higher levels without ever saying, hey, we're going to go for it. The bottom line here is that we're now entering a new phase. Lines are being crossed, and the deck is now completely shuffled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Everything that we sort of understood as a way of dealing with this in the past has now shifted in the past year because of that war.
And help us understand that the Russia's involvement in this conversation. Iran is believed to be supplying Russia's military with armed drones in the Ukraine war. Is Russia seen as helping Iran's nuclear ambitions or slowing them down?
Yeah, by way of history, for most of the time, this has been a hot issue, where Iran nuclear has been a hot issue. You've had basically five countries that were pretty unified, or five groups of countries. You had Russia, China, and even though they're sort of bad guys, they played ball on the Iran issue. And then you had the U.S. and Europe. And that was pretty steady. And sometimes the Europe was pro-diplomacy, and sometimes the U.S. was pro-diplomacy or pro-pressure, depending on who the president was. Now you get the invasion of Iran. Completely different. Now the Europeans are angry at Iran because Iran is cooperating with Russia, giving it drones. Those drones are attacking Ukraine. So now the Europeans are ticked, and they're upset about the crackdown and political abuses in Iran. So they've shifted. Russia has shifted towards Iran, and Iran is in bed with Russia. And perhaps that has now calculated Israel's decision-making. In the past, Netanyahu was going to attack, as tried to persuade his cabinets in the past, to launch an attack. He's back in power with an even more extreme government, but he's in a situation where the country he may attack is now aligned with a powerful country, that country being Russia. So the whole situation is scrambled from what it was before.
And Jim, very quickly, any chance of these countries coming back to the table, returning to a nuclear deal that would restrict Iran's nuclear program?
Well, that's what we've been waiting for since Biden took office while Rouhani was still there. Each day that passes, it seems like new things interfere with that. Yeah. So you have to be more skeptical than hopeful, I think, unfortunately.
MIT's Jim Walsh is here, and now security analyst. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.